Fellow Toastmasters and guests, my speech is called Eating with All Your Senses. See, you need more than just your sense of taste to really enjoy a meal. I mean, consider a meal that is beautifully presented. Everything looks just gorgeous. Compare that to a meal that is hastily and carelessly slopped on the plate. Some of you may say, well, it'll all be the same when it's in my stomach. But really, don't we enjoy a really nice looking meal? But the sense of sight, that's only a small part of the enjoyment of eating. You may be thinking, well, obviously it's the sense of taste. But it's not. You do need your sense of taste. But the sense of taste is a very small part, probably only a quarter of the sensation of what you perceive as taste. Your taste buds perceive only four different tastes: sweet, sour, bitter, and sweet, sour, bitter, and salty. That's all your taste buds can detect. Everything else that you detect as taste comes via your sense of smell. The sense of smell is so important. You have, give or take a few, 10 million neurons in your nose that detect smell. The human body is capable of detecting 10,000 different smells. This is what really makes the difference. Probably three quarters of what you detect as a great tasting meal is via your nose. That's why when you have a head cold and excess mucus in your nose is blocking those precious neurons, everything tastes pretty bland. That is the reason. But there's more. There's more than just those senses. There is the sense of touch. The way things feel really makes a difference. I kid you not. An apple. It's one apple, I haven't got two different apples. There's no trick involved here. A slice of apple. A grated apple. Anybody like to have a go at this? Have a bite of that. And when you're ready, a little bit of grated apple. Tell me if you really think that tastes the same. It's different. It feels different. The brain sees it as different. That's just the way it is. Just in case you're not convinced. A slice of cheese. Grated cheese. It really makes a difference. Joe, you've got to be serious about it. Taste that. And then just take a bite out of the block. Oh. It just feels different. It really makes a difference how the food is presented as to how you perceive taste. But I want to go even further than that. It's about what you bring to your lips that affects the sensation too. I don't want to cause any offence to the wonderful people who provided the supper here tonight. Seriously, I know that there are practicalities involved in presenting fine china versus foam cups, but I want to say that what you put to your lips affects how you enjoy the drink. You have more neurons on your lips to detect the touch than in most parts of your body. When you drink water out of a plastic cup or out of a glass, it can be water, pure water. And I'll tell you, it tastes better from that. People drink beer out of a tin or out of a bottle. You're denying your nose the sense of smell that adds to the flavour. Pour it into a glass next time, see how much better that beer tastes. But the most amazing thing umpteen times a day I see it in North Sydney. People spend good money on a cup of coffee. They go take away. They put a lid on it. They sip out of a little lip there. A little beaker like a baby would drink from. But what you're doing, you're spending good money on a cup of coffee. And you're denying yourself that sense of smell that contributes so well to how that coffee is perceived. Think about it. It's like having a head cold every time you have a cup of coffee. And your lips, they get cardboard on the nice crockery. Feels good on the lips. As you drink the coffee and feel the warmth in your hand, and your nose is immersed in that wonderful coffee smell. That, my friends, is the way to really enjoy a cup of coffee. And so, eating and drinking with all our senses, I hear you saying, where is this sense of hearing? Well, there isn't one involved in food, but a speech called eating with 4 out of 5 senses just didn't sound very well. So we will leave it at that, and I hand you back to... Thank you very much.